This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
It's 106.5 The End. Sacramento's number one hit music station, The Wake Up Call. I'm Orphan Andrew. We got Gavin here. Nikki B in for Katie, who's on maternity leave. And it's time for War of the Roses. Good morning, Cheryl.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay.
Cheryl has been dating Brock. I guess they've been dating for about 9 months. They recently moved in together, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
And things have been going great, right? Until what? What happened that's kind of getting you all up in arms?
Single girlfriend of mine is on Tinder, and she said she saw my boyfriend Brock's profile on Tinder. And I'm like a little like wigging out over that.
Understandably, because I mean, they've been together for 9 months. This isn't like, you know, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, this isn't something brand new.
The profile probably should have been deleted by now.
A long time ago. But, you know, the next night, I saw, like, when he came home from a poker night with his boys, he was being dropped off by some woman driving a car. And I said, who was that? And he's like, oh, it's just an Uber. But I didn't see any Uber lights or signs on the car, and I just had that gut feeling, and I hope I won't, and hope I'm wrong.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to get Brock on the phone, and we're going to offer him some roses, and we're going to hope that it's to you, Cheryl.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hang on 1 second.
Okay.
War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak with Brock?
This is he.
Hey, Brock, this is Veronica with, and I'm calling today with a gift that we are offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one dozen long-stemmed red roses, absolutely free, and I won't be asking you for a credit card number. You won't see an additional charge on your bill. This is just a promotion we are doing to show you how much we appreciate your business. Does this sound like something you want to take advantage of today?
No charge?
Yep, no charge. It's free, and all we would need is just the first and last name of the person you would like to send the roses to.
Okay, why don't we send them to Megan?
Okay.
M-E-G-A-N.
Yep.
And write, so happy I met you.
Hey, Brock, this is Orphan Andrew from 106.5 The End. I'm on a show called The Wake Up Call. There's actually no roses, man. You're on a segment called War of the Roses. Your girlfriend, Cheryl, put us up to it because she thinks that you're cheating.
Okay.
She came across your Tinder profile, not sending her roses, all red flags, man.
Listen, she's been jumping to a lot of conclusions lately. I've kind of explained to her where she was wrong.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the conclusions, though, you're getting text messages from numbers she doesn't recognize.
Why do you still have a Tinder profile?
Yeah, you have a Tinder profile. You were dropped off by a woman was like dropped you off at home, the place where you and her live together. Like, what's going on here?
I explained all that to her.
Cheryl, are you there?
Who is Megan?
It's a coworker. There's nothing to know
about it.
That's all there is to know.
Oh my God.
That's all there is to know.
So you're working with a woman named Megan, and you thought it would be a good idea to send her flowers, and you expect me to believe that?
That's the most important question right now. Who is Megan? Because the coworker thing is tired, man.
Yeah.
Well, it's a potential client.
even weirder.
Yeah.
So like the story's already changing.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought that you put this part of your life behind you. You gave me this whole speech about how, you know, you wanted to like, you know, step up and like make a commitment and like live together. And like, I moved my whole life for you, like everything. Oh, I've never done this before. And you just.
I haven't either. I also.
Side piece? Listen, like, what is this? A side piece situation? Like, I don't even know.
It's just moving. After we moved in together, I realized that it's not. It's not for me. I'm sorry.
You?
The interest is not there, Cheryl. I'm sorry.
I thought I could wait it out.
I thought I could wait. I feel bad about it. We just signed this lease. There's nothing physical that's happened between us yet.
The interest fell off. Like, that's not how love works, you dumbass.
Listen, guys, is there any way of reconciling? Is there any conversation that needs to be had, or are we done here? It seems like...
No, apparently the interest fell off. The interest fell off of the investment. So I guess, like, you know, just go to your real relationship, you piece of shit.
Okay.
Cheryl, do you want to hang on and like talk to us off the air a little bit, or are you good? I can't tell.
I said everything.
You did.
Okay.
And the stuff's going to be out on the lawn. All your stuff's going to be out on the lawn by 2 p.m. today, bro. Dumb.
Okay.
Okay.
War of the Roses on the wake up call.